good morning. We're finishing off a column in hay. And with that, I want to add a few points in regards to sleep. So there's a very nice sefer on the Chayadim called Tosefes Chaim, where he adds in different points and things which he felt that the Chayadim didn't address, and he adds them in. So he has a discussion over here about sleep, and Mr. Berurah in the Simon Reish Lama Test does this as well, based on the Magen Avraham, the Elie Rabbah, and others as well. So when a person goes to sleep, the first step that he points out is that a person should have a kavanah. The reason why he's doing this is to be able to have, to be rested, be able to daven properly and learn properly, and go about his day and do his avodah properly. This is based on the language of the Rambam, and then the Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel. It's also Siman Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Because I'll say, behold, Rechecha Do'eyu, everything that you're doing, you should be aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that you do, you should do L'Shem Shemayim. So whether we're thinking Mamash L'Shem Shemayim, or just thinking we want to be healthy and be able to do use the days properly for our Avodas Hashem, so that's a valid act of taking the actions we do during the day and turning them into mitzvahs. The Rambam says that even when a person's sleeping, the hours that a person's sleeping will be considered a form of Avodas Hashem if that's his intent. A person should not sleep in a house by himself. The Mor says that's something which is considered dangerous because of mazikim. But if you have a nair lit, it's going to be mutter. For modern terms, that would mean a electric light would be sufficient. The Tosefes Chaim brings over here that a person should, preferably, they used to talk about they would go to sleep without any clothing. It's preferable a person should have some type of clothing on him. The clothing that he takes off should not be put under his pillow. The clothing that takes off should not be put directly under his head. You can't use that as a pillow, but if there's a pillow in between, it's going to be mutter. Person should relieve himself from the bathroom before he goes to bed. Person should not eat a heavy meal or go to bed hungry. Either one is not considered healthy. It's considered to be in between. It's considered appropriate. The amount of sleep which is necessary for a person. So the Rambam says a person should not sleep. It's enough. He should sleep one third of the day, which is 8 hours. Fascinating. There are actually studies which indicate, what the aquarium over here point out, that sleeping too much is not healthy. It's not good for your goof. There are studies which bear that out. The scientists don't understand exactly why, but there's a corollary between increased health issues and sleeping too much. Sleeping too little is also indicated that it's not considered healthy. The Tosefes Chaim says that a healthy person, average person, it's dying for him to sleep 6 hours. The Rambam's lashon is it's enough to sleep. Let me see the lashon over here. He says, "Daila la'adam lishan shlishan." You don't need to sleep more. It doesn't necessarily say you need to that you can't sleep less. Vilna Gomer's know that he was Afka held that he should sleep much less, and he did not sleep in full periods of more of a half an hour because of the issue that the Shinas Keva is considered a half an hour. This is relevant by day. When a person goes to sleep by day, which is, in general is discouraged unless a person needs it for his health. Preferably, a person should not sleep a shinas keva b'yom. So a person should try not to sleep a half an hour straight by day. If a person needs to take a nap, it should be a shorter amount. He does point out that each person is different in regards to the amount of sleep that they need. Some people need more sleep, some people need less. And what you sort of set your body being used to becomes part of your teva. And that's going to be different. It's appropriate to recognize that and accept that. The One last point, it talks about if a person is sleeping in a way, a guest is sleeping in a way which is making the host family uncomfortable, they're not going to be comfortable, the husband and wife can be comfortable together, the more is very strongly against that. The person should not accept such an invitation. Nowadays, it almost becomes irrelevant. The person is clearly in a distinct, separate area. But if a person would get the feeling that the couple is considered, feel themselves uncomfortable because of his presence, a person should get the hint and find another place to sleep. Have a good day. Tomorrow we will start. Have a good day.